Barely 3% of the American workforce cycles or walks to work with any frequency. Despite the obvious merits, decreased risks for lifestyle-related diseases, environmental benefits, and lower transportation costs. Ask people why they avoid what's known as active commuting, as many surveys have, and the primary reason cited is time. Those things take too long, most say. They're probably wrong. A new study published last month shows that people often overestimate the time required to commute actively. A miscalculation especially common when someone has secured a parking permit near the office.